I am Reed Holmes, and I'm here to talk about Chapter 7, Language and Ethnic Landscapes. If this chapter had a book cover, it would be a language tree, showing similarities of the languages. Languages are being lost, and half of them will be gone by 2100, which means the group's culture is being lost. Most languages are spoken in small, isolated groups. Languages spread through migration and teaching. As modern society develops, a similar language is needed. Linguists are scientists who study the small languages to preserve and study it. These languages are important to these small communities to preserve and write history. I believe that linguists are more important now than ever as English is spreading through the internet. Languages sometimes branch off of other languages to fit their needs, like Latin. When Romans were the world superpower, when Rome fell, Latin speakers were separated from each other and changed their language, but it still is similar. Accents and dialects change the separation even more between a country, like American English and British English. This is like the parent trap, where two sisters at USA and UK, and they think that the other one talks differently. Not all superpowers disperse their language, like China, who didn't migrate. English is most widely used language, and a ton of people use it. Lingua franca is a language used for communication for natives. Technology influenced English to be a lingua franca. New languages can often be started by a combination of two languages or by slang into a language. Languages get preserved based on location, like a writing word, like a different word for something, or two languages always on signs or writing. I'll end with a slogan for this chapter. Language is essential, like phones to millennials.